Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hey, Amy. It's Jeff from BizFi.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
With you?
Oh, it's going all right.
Do you can you open the banks for S&J's pub?
Yeah, no problem. So in looking at this one, my initial thought also was like, yeah, we should probably do an MCA because they, you know, tend to have a lot of negative balances in their bank. So I didn't get the merchant statements till this morning from the customer.
That's fine. That's not an issue. I'm actually calling you because they're fake.
Oh, okay.
And that's my bad for not noticing that right away.
That's okay.
I want to, like, show you.
Sure.
Like, some of the issues on there.
Okay. So it looks like they have first knocks.
Yeah, if you open July, and so the first thing that caught, so when I was trying to work on Grimaldi's and Smith, so I gave it to my pre-underwriter who took a harder look at it. The first thing that caught his eye was obviously that everything's very clear except for first knocks. So that's a, you know, and you obviously can't read any of the words below it. So that's a weird issue. The spacing on the email, that there's spacing there, and, you know, an email address shouldn't have any spacing. There's no lineup for Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But it's not, you know, not always a good indicator for everything. So then you scroll down to the bottom of the first page, the account number cuts off part of the T in page one. And then it looks like they copied and pasted in some kind of FDIC, or they tried to copy and paste in some FDIC logo. And then everything just stops, kind of just starts cutting itself off. And as you keep scrolling through, they have, when you get to the bottom, you'll see $1,700 worth of overdraft charges. But in July, they have $1,700 worth of overdraft charges. But if you look through each month, there's never that many NSFs. You know, it's a decent amount, but it's never anything crazy. So that's a substantial amount. You look at the total fees, it looks like they try to put a colon after that, and it's like partially cutting into the S.
Sorry, what part are you looking at? You're on page 10 right now. I'm looking
on
at
page
the...
10. If you look at total NSF and overdraft, the total NSF return fees, and the total fees, if you like zoom in, you can see that they try to have a colon after the S.
Oh, I see.
It's like kind of cutting into it.
Sure.
And then if you go down to page 11, which is just pretty poor.
I don't have page 11. Like right after page 10, it goes to page 11 for the next month, right?
Yeah. You see the footed thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that right there.
Wow. All right. I'll bring this to the rep's attention and let them know that that's pretty fraudulent.
Usually people are a little better at this.
Yeah, and this is just something that like you've kind of become familiar with from just looking at a lot of different banks, right?
Correct. The smaller banks are pretty symmetrical. Everything pretty much lines up all the time. You're not going to have, you know, weird things like that. Like, you know, maybe you can sometimes make arguments for, you know, things like the top of the first page and everything not lining up. But when you have the account number cutting off part of the word, when you have, like, all those letters jumbled in there, it's an immediately red flag for us.
Sure.
Someone, you know, they're trying to hide something, especially when the negative days don't really jive with the fees that are being charged. And their balances go from, you know, their balances, all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden they have $12,000-$14,000 to bank, and the next day they're negative. It's something that we're unfortunately accustomed to seeing.
Okay.
I wouldn't expect a rep on first glance to necessarily catch that.
To be honest, I don't even think our reps look at this stuff when they send it over. It's like, here, credit, you guys make...
Most reps don't.
Okay.
Cool.
So with that, I wanted to go over that with you.
So, like, you guys know, like, when I decline a deal for fake banks,
What you're seeing.
Yeah, exactly.
So in this case, like, would you guys even want to do an MCA for this customer, or?
No, we wouldn't do anything for them
Okay.
for the purposes of them committing fraud. What you know, they very you know, it's whatever their reasons were behind it doesn't matter. It's still them committing trying to commit financial fraud.
Okay.
So
Sure. That makes sense. Okay. Well, thank you for calling me and, showing me exactly what you're seeing. I appreciate it.
yeah, of course.
Alrighty. I'll go ahead and let the rep know. Thank you. Bye.